Get used to this. Oh,
man. Like this.
Oh, wow.
Let's pop. Oh, I got some things I need to get on my chest. What up, world? I got off my high horse. I had to humble myself.
Oh, man.
You know we ready. How y'all doing? What up? What up?
What's good, sir?
Like that.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Sir Breezington here.
It's your boy, Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music, TV, food, anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. As you can see, if this is not your first time here, we have a completely new setup. we're testing out some things. Like we always tell you guys, we're growing, we're expanding, and we're taking you guys on this journey with us. So in that, you know, we're trying out this new setup, and we're going to see how this works.
You know, before we go, I like this setup because you can see how I'm sitting. I look wise. With the leg crossed, my goodness, I'm like I just... keep looking.
I was just about to do the same thing, but I was having
goodness and lighting. Y'all might get some gems from this episode.
Oh, Lord.
But...
Pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. But how y'all... Oh, well, I guess y'all kind of just said how y'all doing.
I'm tired.
Okay. They didn't say how they was doing.
But I'm good. Actually, I'm good. My food is settling.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, you know, all my receptors was...
Receptive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and now my food is settling. So now I'm getting the energy because I got the nutrients that I needed. So now I can exert that energy that I received from the food, from the nourishment. You know, and it's beautiful because I was on my way to slumber before this.
Were you?
Wasn't pie. I was out of here.
Yeah, that man was about to be knocked out.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. I don't know.
Talking about having a slice of cake. He was gone. You know, when you started talking about having something sweet after dinner, you done.
Oh, man, it's out of here.
That's funny. I mean, it was some good food, though. But how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we ate at a reasonable time.
Word.
And, yeah, I feel good, you know?
I feel good.
Hey.
Know that I would not. I feel good. I actually do feel good. So, yeah, I feel good. The week is going by a lot faster than I anticipated, but
every day feel like Friday. At least to me, every day feel like Friday. So I don't really feel like doing nothing. Like, I just want to watch movies, relax, long walk in the sunset on the beach next to some water, clean water. Preferably on an island.
I was hoping it wasn't going to be dirty. I wasn't thinking you wanted to be on the sunset with some dirty water.
That would be wild.
So I just want to be next to some dirty water so I know how clean I am. You
know what I'm saying? From the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But today's episode, I recently got back on social media.
Mm.
Not posting, but I just be observing the lay of the land.
Mm.
And they almost got me. It's a lot of life to be lived in real life, but everything happened. It's a lot happening on social media, so it's easy to get consumed by the antics. And it's like everybody talking about the advancement, technological advancement of the world, social media is the, like, people's lives on social media be completely different than real life. So it makes real life seem like something that is, it makes real life seem a lot less enjoyable if the social media aspect isn't complimenting the real life, but life is amazing. That's all I had to say on that. That's where I was going. That's where I was starting, because life really is beautiful. Like, life is a lot slower. It's a lot calmer than it seems in real life. And
then it seems where?
I mean, then it seems on social media. And everybody going through the same thing. Like, it just be a big facade on the socials. And then in real life, it's like, oh, wow. That's not how it is.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I've been back on social media, but I haven't, like, I still been looking at food. Like, I haven't got caught up into the antics. I think since we detoxed, I kind of just been like, I don't really, like, I don't really care about this. Like, but also, like, Damani was talking about how, on TikTok now, all they do is sell you stuff.
Man.
Yo, my TikTok was not like that until you said something.
Mine is not like that still. I'll be seeing a couple videos, but most of them, they don't be selling me nothing, and I appreciate y'all. Keep it like that. Shout out to my TikTok family.
It'd be constant. It's a bunch of the shadow work journals. They always set it up like they're not about to sell me anything. They always set it up like, all right, cool. You know, like I was in a tough place before. I really was, and like I had to do a lot of the self work. And this journal, and I'd be like, it's either that, people selling black castor oil, or the Guru Nandu, the oil pulling formula. It'd be like, I can't go three scrolls without seeing one of those three things. And it's like, every once in a while I see something funny, but it's like, why is everybody selling me something? And on top of that, I feel like, in comparison to real life, like social media makes everything feel as if it's an actual event going on. Like, it feels like there's a party going on and you in the house and everybody else is at the party. And realizing that that's not the case, it's just a bunch of stuff happening. People are like, you gotta get this information, you wanna get to the next level, you gotta get this information. It's like, no, I don't need that information. I can get it from anywhere else. I don't need your information.
I don't even know if your information is right.
Yeah, and I'm like, your information requires me to do a whole bunch of studying, a whole bunch of extra. It's not even like I just get your information.
It's supposed to be a cheat code.
Yeah, like you talking about cheat code. This requires me to study after I leave it. Like, I'm good. But social media definitely makes life feel like it's moving way faster. I don't think life moves nearly as fast as I thought it did beforehand.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, and I'm grateful because I enjoy not moving that fast. Like,
there's no two rush. Songs done this week. And I finished writing like three, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I recorded two and I wrote like three. I don't know, but I've been getting a lot done. And life is beautiful. I'll be happy. Granted, I'm always going to want more, but I'll be happy.
One thing I will say, like, once you realize that life doesn't have to move as quickly as it seems, like, once you start to set your own pace, I feel like, for me, at least, I feel like things start to, like, kind of shift.
Yeah.
And, like, I have been getting a lot more done, and I've been a lot more, like, well-rested, and I don't feel like I have to be in a rush for everything. And also, I'm not behind schedule. Like, when you feel like time is just, like, moving so fast. Like, I know I said the week is going faster than I expected, but it's not like it feels like it's out of control. It just feels like, oh, it's Thursday already. That's wild. But.
Wow. It's Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Wednesday.
No. It's Thursday.
Tomorrow, Friday. Fresh Fade Friday. I told y'all last time y'all seen me like this. Now we back. Back and better. You know, I'm handsome. Teeth white. I started oil pulling. Come on now, 20 minutes. What's 20 minutes to a 24 hours?
Cool, Randall. Never mind. See? Somebody else selling me oil pulling.
No, but it's just like, once you start setting your own pace, you realize there's so much time in a day to do stuff, like to get the stuff that you actually want to get done. And I don't know, I've just been enjoying it. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, sorry, Good. Sorry to cut your wisdom, King.
You're good.
I got that from 19 Keys, who was the first person I ever heard say that, and I was like, ooh, I'm taking that. So, appreciate you, King. But even when you said it's enough time to get whatever you want to get done, it's also a lot of time to just relax. Like, because you could spend an hour on something and get so much done that now you have... you have about 3 to 4 hours of nothingness unless you block the time out to do something else. But like, it's a lot. 24 hours is a lot of time when you're focused and intentional, but and not rushing. Like you were saying, being on your own pace. You go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say, even if something as small as when we were talking about updating our phones to like the new iOS, and I was looking at some of the, because when I first got my Apple, I used to just look at stuff like, what am I actually getting myself into? And I'm looking at the updates or whatever. And then they were talking about, yeah, so now you can do this while you're doing this. So you can have 5 timers. Granted, I used to love having 5 timers. Realistically, what am I doing that I need to have 5 timers set at the same time? Like, why am I trying to do 5 things? And it was like, it's set up. So it's like, oh, yeah, so if you wanted to do this while you're doing this, it's like, why? Like, for what? Like, yeah. I'm cooking.
One of the best videos that I just saw recently, he was saying basically about not multitasking, just focusing on one thing, like as your like career at a time. It was like the people who get the furthest only focus on this one thing.
I was, when I was on social media, what was you about to say?
I've been telling y'all that for years.
Yeah, it's still bumps.
You was always saying it's not possible. So then I'm like, well, I'm going to be wrong, and I'm going to multitask.
And before you go, I was just going to say, now, and oh, he was saying, like, the people who try to do everything, they are a lot of times at least successful. So they're selling, being busy, doing a million things at once, so we can stay in this same cycle or whatever place that we're in.
That makes sense. I was just going to say, I was kind of seeing the same thing online when I was on Instagram.
Like you.
Me? It's comfortable. when I was on Instagram, Lovely J. Jones was saying that she was working on monotasking. And she was like, multitasking is the biggest scam ever because she got so much stuff done by just focusing on one thing at a time. And I mean, since you was telling us that, I actually try to do that. Like, and I find things more enjoyable also when I do that. So, like, if I'm cooking, I just try to focus on cooking. Or if I sit down and eat, like, there's a lot of times where I'm like, oh, I could go ahead and start researching whatever. Or I could get this thing done. But then there's a lot of times where I just be like, no, I want to enjoy my meal. So, I'm going to sit here and enjoy my meal.
I want to watch a movie. So I'm gonna watch it. I watch so many movies since the detox. I'm like, oh wow, the detox showed me how much time was actually in a day. So now it's like, I have time to watch a movie if I want to watch a movie, especially while I'm working.
Yeah, and to me, it's like, what's the point of doing something? Like, I get it to a degree, but like, what's really the point of doing something while you're doing something? Like, the only thing that usually happens for me is that the task that would have took me 20 minutes, it took me an hour, right? I don't realize, it don't feel like it. It's like, nah, I'm getting this stuff done. It's like, no, you just got this done half-ass, and then you got this done half-ass. So it took you about an hour to do this one. You could have been done in 20 minutes with this one and 20 minutes with this one. But it's like, and now you would have had an extra 20 minutes to sit and watch a show. And then, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm sitting here for an hour. Like, I got bits and pieces of stuff that I still need to work on. It's like, nah, I finished this and now I'll move on to the next thing.
And for me, I feel like sometimes when I try to do multiple things at once, I realized this today, that it makes me feel like I don't have enough time to do everything. And then I start to panic. And that's where the anxiety starts to kick in, because it's like, because I try to do multiple things, now I'm feeling like there's not enough time to get everything done. But if I would have just did the one thing and then moved on to the next step, then moved on to the next step, then I would have gotten everything done and I mean, who knows if it... I probably would have still took the same amount of time. Because I'm talking about cooking is what I was thinking. This is what made me realize it. But I wouldn't have been panicking. It was just like, it's okay. You have the time to do this. You don't have to get everything done in 2 seconds. So...
That's why I went through fritters. The first time I made the fritters... Because I'm like, this oil should be hot by now. Mm-hmm. And I'm working. Power went out. I'm like, my goodness.
Yeah, that was...
What's going on?
That was hilarious. I looked up.
Everything was like, hey, yo, just slow down. Calm down. Relax. And it was the day after I fasted. So, yeah, it was a Thursday. So, I'm breaking the fast. And I'm trying to cook. The meal was going to be immaculate. It still was good. But... I was fighting.
I was the day before. I'm like, I'm cooking for me. I'm like, yo, he not eating. All right, cool. I'm like, all right, I gotta make the tempeh. I gotta work. We switching tasks.
New tasks.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, I gotta make the noodles. Gotta make the tempeh. All right, he said we got cake. I gotta warm that up. I almost forgot about it. And I'm like, yo, just breathe. I'm gonna got one video. Let me put, okay, this is how they do it. Blah, blah. And it's like, as opposed to me switching every 5 seconds, like, oh, I made sure I did that. I checked the food. And it's like everything, nothing gets done how it was supposed to get done. But the only thing that happens is that it makes me more anxious, and or I mess up the food. And I'd be like, dang, I should have just paid attention to the tempeh.
Yep.
Pay attention to the fritters.
The last two sets of dumplings, all I've been doing is making dumplings. Like, I'm chilling. Like, okay, I know. Get the batter right. Mm. Take my time, a little water on the palms. Drop, let that thing sizzle. Let that thing sizzle. Dumplings. Palm on the hand.
Palm on the hand.
Palm on the dumpling. Everybody get baked. You know what I'm saying? Water on the hands. Palm on the dumplings. Roll it. However, drop it, let it sizzle. And now I cook. Everything I've been making is under medium. Like the fire.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dumplings.
You
what? Letting the stuff
be high and fried for you.
High and fried. I had to get it done. And we on a time clock. It take more than 5 minutes. It's too long. But yeah, take your time, people.
Yeah. I enjoy slowing down because, like, it just... When you slow down, you feel like you have more time. Like, even if you don't really have more time, it just feels like you have more time as opposed to me trying to... Like, the faster I move, the less time I feel like I have, which is like a... You would think it would be the opposite, but it's not. I just be like, oh, let me just...
It makes me feel like I'm already behind, even if I just started. So then it's like, once I slow down, it'd be like, okay, I can do this.
What's that old saying? Haste makes waste.
Haste makes waste. I don't know.
That's what they used to say back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah, they used to pass the peas.
Pass the peas like they used to do.
I would be in a sitcom. But I actually would. Like, I want to be in like a 90s type of sitcom. That was just a thought. Pass the peas.
Like a 90s type of sitcom? Mm-hmm. But like, would it feel like a 90s sitcom? Because we're now...
You got to have the right people. I'm one of them. I'm one of them, baby.
That wasn't good. It was giving good time.
The next line that popped in my head was, "Free, sucker! What's your motto about?" Alright, real life.
Nah, come on. Oh, man. Free, sucker. What's your modus operandi? Oh, man, that was a good episode. Y'all saw the episode? If not, it's going to be linked up above. Make sure y'all click on that. All right, okay. I'll do my best.
Somewhere up
there. It'll be somewhere. If not, it'll be in the description.
Or in the uploaded videos. If you click on the page. If it doesn't make it in the description.
It'll make it.
You'll find it. It's there.
Just remember, what's your modus operandi? Mm-hmm.
Sucker.
I don't think that was the name of the episode. You'll find it.
I don't think it was either, because that's a long name. Modus operandi.
Mm-hmm. You'll find it.
Start from episode one.
Just watch them all.
Just keep going.
You know every inside joke we got.
It'll
every
pop single up. One.
It's episode 70 something. I know that.
I feel like it was episode 80. It's either like 78, 79, 80. Watch all of them. Just start at number one.
He's on down. He's on down the road.
He's on down. You'll see all the transitions, the different setups we have.
Come a long way.
We definitely have, though. Like, we started at that table.
Yeah, we started at Dirty Water. We was in Dirty Water.
I was like, excuse me? Let's rewind.
You made it sound like we were sitting in Dirty Water.
In a tub full of dirty water.
Right, recording.
We started in Dirty Water. It wasn't clean. And it's like, hold on. Let's rewind.
Hold up.
Now we made it.
Yeah.
We see some light.
We see light at the end of the tunnel.
Lord.
Yeah. Humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings.
Dirty Water. It ain't killed you yet.
It ain't killed you yet. You're still here.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, we've come a long way. Definitely. Yeah. Y'all ain't see our very first episode.
It ain't get posted, right?
Oh no.
Where? What was it about?
I don't even know. But
I remember the second half we were talking about Drake and Kanye, wasn't we?
I think, but the very first episode we had like the mic stands.
Oh yeah.
And like we each had our own individual, and we were trying to figure out how
it
to
get posted because we had no audio.
We did.
I mean, we had audio, but it was
it wasn't together.
Each person was three different. It was a mess.
Nobody got time for that.
It also was just not a good episode.
Remember the chicken and the egg?
Oh my god! We got like, I would say like at least three or four episodes.
That was my idea.
Yes, it definitely was.
I thought we was going to be able to get something. Yeah. It was a good conversation. We'll come first.
Chicken and the egg. That ain't it. That ain't it, Kim.
But we really talked about it for like an hour. We have a whole full episode. A full episode. And then we got another episode where we didn't even have any visual. We just started recording. Yes, it was when he was talking about how much money is too much money and being a billionaire or something like that. And I was like, oh, this be a good podcast episode.
She started recording when we was on the couch. I think that's that's why it was like that.
And we tried to start, like, we started over and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, so, how much money is too much money?
Yeah, I don't know the number. I don't got a finite amount for you.
You think? Did your thoughts on the topic change? What were your original thoughts?
Initially, I thought that nobody need billions. And I mean, I guess to a degree, I don't think anybody needs it. But if you can get it, hey, I'm not really mad at you. But me, you don't really need it. What can you buy with?
What can't you buy? That's the question. What can't you buy with?
$500 million.
I mean,
once you get to billions, you stand your life. You're gonna buy a new jet, a different jet for a different day of the week.
Yeah. If that's what you want.
Yeah. I'm not shaming nobody. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. But have your thoughts changed?
Probably a lot of my thoughts about money changed. A lot of my thoughts since the beginning of the pod changed.
Yeah.
I am not the same. We are not the same.
We also had an episode about. Never mind. No, we didn't. We had a list of topics. We didn't make it to that episode. We had an episode about college. We didn't. Yeah, we never did that. Never did that topic.
Let's talk about inner monologue.
Let's not say we did.
We did have a college episode. Well, a college topic.
Yeah,
but
that wasn't a good one. We done did a lot of topics. A lot of topics. Y'all go back and start at episode one.
And look how far we came.
Yeah, look, we came a long way. I'm proud of us though.
Word.
Definitely proud of us, and it's only going up from here. So. Yeah, I'm definitely proud.
In the name of Jesus.
let's get back on topic.
Real life.
Real life.
Real lies, real lies, real life.
I feel like when we were growing up, social media wasn't, because I mean it was still new, but I feel like the way that it shifted as we've like grown up from, I guess because we start off with, it was mainly just words and like maybe pictures here and there, but like with Snapchat and with Instagram and stuff like that, it changed the, I guess the level of, I guess distance from reality that you could have, like within your social media. Cause on MySpace and Twitter, it's like, yeah, you just tweet and stuff. But like now it's like, oh, you're putting on a whole performance some of the time. Not all the time. Some of the stuff is like real stuff, but like you're seeing the highlights. You're not just hearing or looking at somebody tweet the words or something.
I think the algorithm, once they started
doing
the algorithm thing, that's when everything started making a shift.
That makes sense.
I agree. I mean, I think in large part, a lot of the social media stuff, it feels like high school. Like everybody's, it's like if you were having a conversation, and you walk down your high school, and it's like you were saying things, and it's like you know people can see you, mm-hmm. but it's like if it was just you and your friends, you probably wouldn't have said it like that. But because everybody's here, it's like, hey yo, I'm making money. Ha! It's like, and if you was talking to your friend, it's like, yeah, I mean, I made a little bit, but I ain't really made it. But I can't say that in front of this is the whole school. This is the whole, what you want me to say this in front of everybody? And that's, to me, that's what it feels like for a lot of people. It's like, it's.
That's why I like real life.
Yeah.
Everybody acts different in real life. Not everybody. Majority of the people act completely different in real life. So, yeah. It's weird people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird people out there.
Yeah, and if on top of that, if this was real life, if you did something and everybody had an option to like and comment on exactly what you said, you'd be like, yo, what are we? I didn't ask you nothing. I just said that I like fish.
Mm-hmm.
This one girl was like, she said, I hope I don't get this wrong, but she was like, where did everybody start giving a 2 cent, something like that, and then she was like, how about you take 5 and 5 and tend to your own business?
I like that. But that all started, like, I mean, I feel like on Twitter is where that started. Like, I feel like Twitter was the platform for opinions. I feel like MySpace was the platform for, like,
fun. Initially, you and my type of age.
I just changed my page background. We was in there coding, didn't even know we was learning the life skill. Now all of us forgot.
Shout out to Tom.
Right, shout out to Tom. Then we moved over to he definitely is rich. He probably got a billion. You probably got a million.
Because
then we moved over to Twitter. Tom was on Twitter too.
What about Facebook? Wasn't it Facebook before Twitter?
Facebook was before Twitter, but I feel Facebook was for older kids.
Yeah, it was for like college.
Yeah, it was originally for college.
Yeah, so like I didn't get on to Facebook until after I was already on Twitter.
No, I was on there early.
MySpace, Facebook, then Twitter.
Well, I had a Facebook. I just wasn't on it.
Of course.
Yeah, then Instagram.
Yeah.
I had made Facebook back when people didn't put their real ages.
Oh, yeah.
So it might even say that I'm like 30, 35 on there. I just never changed my age, but it just kept it moving.
Cougar.
But it was just, because I think there was an age limit for when you can sign up.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let's just, I made myself 19 at the time, something like 20 or 20 or something. I'm like, I'm 16.
You were 16?
I'm guessing.
Well, I had Twitter when I was like 12, 13.
When
Twitter come out?
I was on Twitter in 2010.
Oh, yeah, I lied to y'all a few episodes ago. Yeah. I said I was on there since 2009. My thing definitely says 2010.
Yeah, I would say 13, so 13 years ago, that's when we was on Twitter. That's when I got on Twitter.
Oh, I was 15.
Yeah.
Young Bucks.
I was 15. Okay.
So, I mean, it might have been a little bit earlier, but I know I kind of remember being on there in middle school.
It was an age limit on Twitter, too.
I don't remember that, but...
Or maybe that got implemented after.
Y'all know what I was thinking?
What?
It's no point in the year of any of our lives that we all was the same age.
Yeah.
Like that y'all was my age.
Yeah, no, I'm never your age.
No, that's
fine. I never make it. I'm like, you're close.
Yeah. You're a year older than me. A year and some days. So, like, you always turn older before I get there.
So close, almost got.
This might be the year.
It might be.
Yeah, I'm getting younger.
He slowly got the Benjamin Button syndrome.
I'll be 29 for a couple years.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah, my industry age, 29.
So you're going to tell the whole world?
Yeah. 29. I'm 29 until I'm not.
And I'll tell you when that is.
Why? What made you think about that?
Fake ages. 16.
Yeah. Well, 16.
Damani been 35. According to Facebook,
I'm old and I went to UCLA.
Oh, well, he's lying. He catfishing. What would you rather be, a catfish or a hype fisher? What's worse?
I feel like hype fisher because, like, hype fisher.
I think catfish is worse than hype fishing.
Well, you know why hype fishing is worse? Is because, like, people can, like, you're lying, but, like, people can go and check. Like, if you're a catfish, nobody ever has to know that that's actually you. But if you hype fishing, if I saw you hype fishing online and you was like, yeah, I'm 6'3", and I know you, I'm like, yo, you crazy, bro. You 5'9". You don't get out of here. As opposed to if you catfishing, I'd be like, I would just think you was a weirdo. But
I'm 5'10".
I was going to say 5'3".
But
just to
be
funny.
When I had the bun, I was 6'3".
Hype fishing.
Minimum 6'3".
That's why he says it's better, because he was a professional hype fisher.
Nah, people just make hair contact before they make eye contact.
Hair contact.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I've never had these issues.
I give big people energy, though. Yeah, big dog.
I don't know. I think both are pretty bad. I think catfishing might be worse, though.
I mean, catfishing in general.
Like, overall, I feel like what you were saying makes a lot of sense, but I feel like the damage that's done with a catfish is way worse than with hype fishing.
Yeah, I mean, the hype fishing is just like, why you gotta lie? And now, you didn't have to lie about that.
They got surgery now where people could get their knees extended.
Extend their knees.
They got their shoes joints too. Extended and stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like them shoes.
Professional hype fisher. He said, I like those shoes. Y'all keep those in the tuck, and I want to look like an NBA player.
I gotta get my build up. <2K>. I get my XP. Buy some new shoes. Let me talk.
Oh man.
Oh Lord. Send your prayers. Nah, but like, yeah, I think catfishing.
Yeah, I don't know how you could be committed to catfishing for, like, I mean, I guess some people just find it fun, but I just don't.
It's the internet.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's just be like, why? Why? And then, like, you create a whole entire different life, and, like, it just is a lie.
You know, it's like, I guess it's to a degree, if you like to live a double life. That's an easy way to live a double life. Oh, it's exhilarating. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if I'm going to get caught. Ah, wonder if Susan's going to find out I'm actually a Sally. And it's like, I'm like, okay.
I don't know. It's weird. But, I mean.
Yeah, I don't ever want to be catfish.
Right.
I'll be asking people.
You want to ask them if they're catfish?
I do.
How does that go? When like catfish,
and he said no, and then what she said?
I saw him walk me through.
That's why I'm mad.
I thought you were saying
no. So you said they say no. Go ahead.
I'll FaceTime and see what they look like. I'm like, oh, I'm glad you're not a catfish. It was a possibility. I just don't want that to happen. It was like, you've been catfish before? I was like, nah, but I don't want it to happen. I have a strict vetting process. No one ever got past the veil and been a catfish, but I just be having a chat.
Well, never mind. I got past it. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Never mind. Goodness gracious. Y'all want to be... I said never mind 3 times. Y'all still looking at me. So never mind. Y'all be doing nothing.
Listen,
good God.
I am tired.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just waiting. waiting for your wisdom.
That wasn't wisdom. That was just like we just found out about somebody being catfish, but that's
catfishing me.
That's why I said never mind. This is why I said never mind. Goodness gracious!
Don't be out there trying to catfish me.
So what happens So what happens if you ask to FaceTime them and then they always have an excuse, like why they can't FaceTime?
Like you said, you want to FaceTime and they be like, I don't got an iPhone. Say Google.
You said you don't got an iPhone?
What, they got Android?
Sorry, I only speak to iPhone.
That's crazy. Look at
so this. I can validate that you are a real person.
Why not just use a different app?
Or
call me on Instagram. Or Instagram or... See what I
said? Look at this elitist. These elitist vibes. I can't talk to you if you ain't got an iPhone. You ain't got your life together.
Like, there's other ways.
My first thing, I'm like, what's your diet like? They're going to tell me everything I need to know.
They ain't going to tell you everything.
They're going to tell me everything I need to know.
Till you FaceTime them.
Nah. People who take care of themselves and take care of their bodies, their body is their temple, they don't got time to be catfishing.
They could be lying and saying right there, eating all of the snacks. Gummy worms, pretzels, pizza.
Yeah, the point I was making initially was that you said you asked them, and then I was like, you asked them if they're catfish? And you're like, yeah. And I was like, so if they say no, then what?
If they say no, they're not a catfish?
Yeah, yeah. And they actually are a catfish. What you go, like, if I'm a catfish, I'm not going to be like, you got me. I didn't think you was going to ask me. You caught me red-handed.
I could get you.
Yeah, it's like that was you're a crafty one. Yep, you're crafty.
You just flat out asked me, and now I just have to tell you.
I wasn't prepared for that one.
God, threw me for a loop.
You asked me if I'm a catfish, and I was a catfish. No,
of course not.
I'm like, why you say it like that? Now I think you a catfish.
I answered your question.
Nah, you don't ever talk like that. Now you caught red-handed.
What you mean you'll never talk like that?
saying no? You don't talk like that. No?
It was the way that it was said.
If it's through text message, then what?
I gotta see your face.
That's crazy.
In real time. Now I'm in a space in my life, I gotta meet people in person.
That's good.
That's good. Real life.
Yeah, real life is better.
Better than butter.
Word, because pictures be misleading.
Ooh. And they're worth 1,000 words.
So not all of them good. Not all of them words is good.
Yeah, pictures can be misleading. Sometimes videos can be misleading. I mean... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not out here in these dating streets. I've been out the game for quite some time now. So.
I'm nervous.
You nervous?
Yeah. Sure, they got AI now, so you know you can make it. You can be like, you look beautiful. And you're like, hold on, that's not.
Is that computer generated?
That's not you.
I had seen that before too. Like last month, like somebody just started posting. I'm like, I seen your real picture before.
That's not true. Or they can get surgery.
Mm. That too.
Mm-hmm. I know a girl that that I went to high school with, and me and my friends was like, she didn't look like that. like last year. And it wasn't like a lost weight thing. It looked like the whole facial structure just
contour. Just a little contour.
It wasn't.
It could be contour.
Nah.
A quick little face.
You don't know.
Nah. I think she got the jaw surgery with shaved. I don't know. That's how I
imagine. She might have had something happen to her where she might have had to get reconstructive surgery.
I was just saying she looked different. That's why I said I have a feeling. I don't know what the reason was. I'm not saying it was. It worked. It looked great. I was just saying like this was last year and this year. I was like, this is totally different. You didn't look like this last year. What happened? Just saying.
You look great.
Marvelous job. Whatever you did, marvelous. Just, it was a difference. You never know.
You're right. I mean, yeah.
Good luck. I'm gonna pray for you.
Word. You got this though. Mm-hmm. I think you're fine.
Good. I'll be finding good ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll find the good ones.
Yeah. Keep that strict vetting process.
Yep, real life.
Real life.
Meet me in real life.
Meet me at the Never mind.
In your life.
Yeah, that's a
wild. We ain't getting no younger.
That's a wild statement to say to somebody. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that as a proposal.
That's why.
My answer would be
no. Can you imagine? We old enough.
Your biological clock is ticking.
We might as well do it.
My mama said, if I don't come back with no kids, she needs some grandbabies. Yeah, and I think you would be the perfect mother.
You know, I don't like that. I've been told that before.
Like, well, we got good genes. I've been told that before.
Yeah, but like,
the hell? The hell did you say? What? Oh, shut up, kid. But yeah, I was like, what is he talking about? What were you told before? I'm sorry.
Who want my kids?
Oh, people want your kids. Okay, that's a totally different statement than you be a great mother. I just wanted it to be known. That is not the same thing.
Mother's kid.
Nah, that's not. Nah, you
tomato,
got
to. Tomato,
nah.
Tempe.
Nah.
You know the word.
That is not the same thing. Yeah, I was told the same thing.
Well, not the mother thing, but mothers have kids, right? No.
Help!
That's crazy.
Can't be a mother without a kid. In my world.
I was saying.
I don't know what y'all do online, but.
What?
In the real world.
Well, watch that statement.
Regardless, you're not going to be a mother. That's the bottom line.
I was saying.
Oh, we're part of me.
Why are y'all like this?
Jeez.
I was saying, I've been told that before, and then it'd be like, you want my kids, but you don't want to, you're not talking about me being a wife, like me, when you marry me, you're talking about you just want me to be a mother and your kid, you want me to be a baby mom?
You're a nurturer.
If you don't get out of here.
Oh, man.
Get out of here with that. Mm-mm. I don't like that.
Bro, you want me to be a baby dad?
Right. Like, at least, you know.
You're trying to use me for my...
Take me out to dinner.
For my good qualities.
Right. My great qualities.
My charmingness.
All
right. My wit. Yeah. My intellect. Smooth, swabbed up in there. Y'all know what's coming.
Unfortunately, we didn't. But yeah, I don't like that. That song is wild, though. I feel like that song, and there's plenty of other songs, but like, that song, you don't realize what it's about until you realize what it's about.
Until you grow up.
Yeah, but not even when you grow up, because people still be their wedding song and stuff like that.
I mean, people grown, but they ain't grown up.
That's true.
That is true. But yeah, I'll be listening to it like, actually, I don't really listen to the song now, because I'd be like, I would not want somebody to... It's still a good song.
Yeah, I like the song.
It's a classic, but I don't be like, you know what? You know what I want to listen to?
That's just not the right sentiment. It's not. That's just not the right word. It's right. Perfect for the song.
Perfect for the song.
Yeah. In real life, that's one of those things where you can't say that out loud for real. Like,
right.
You can.
I mean, people have done it.
But you shouldn't say
that. Wedding song. The courthouse next day. We getting married, baby.
Yeah, you gotta say it just like I asked you. Listen, we ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it. Let's get married.
Man, 10 years already.
Daddy, we have no ring half the time.
K Jewelers. Walmart. Well, somebody can. Walmart special.
People do it.
Here you go, sweetheart.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what you could
get it how you get it how you live. Get it how you live.
Word.
I never looked at Walmart.
That's not what I want.
I didn't say that.
I
said get it how you live.
I just want you to be fully aware. I don't want the Walmart special. But if that's all you can afford, not you. If that's it's okay.
Yo, you want a wedding band?
I like rings. So, I guess so, yeah.
He said, I guess so.
I like rings.
Yeah.
I like rings.
You can say yes. You don't gotta be scared of the big question. Of the big question.
Do you want a wedding band?
Yeah, I think I do.
I ain't about to be spending thousands on a ring and not get a ring back.
Yeah, I like rings. I was like, yeah, I'll take a ring.
Ring. Nice one. My name.
So don't get lost.
Engraved.
Mm-hmm. Your name in it?
Engraved. I want my name engraved in on the inside. Our name.
Yeah, I mean, but it's his ring. Why can't he have his name on it?
Like, is it don't get lost? Like, please return this to me.
I want my name.
The ring is for him. Let him have the name.
To my love.
No,
girl, it's her name.
Girls be having it. Girls be having all the cuts and the colorful stuff. He just want his name. The man just want his name. Let the man have his name.
Listen, I didn't know you meant like a
if you wanted a bad symbol, let me get a bad symbol.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Dang, okay. Let me move my thought. I didn't know you wanted like a sentence engraved too. I thought you was literally just saying, just put my name in it.
Yeah, just put my name in it with a heart.
That's okay.
With love.
Alright.
It don't gotta be no paragraph. Show me you can.
Your name long enough. Probably take up most of the ring. But I was just asking. Yeah. Goodness.
The same.
You want something greater than yours?
I don't know what I want.
Oh.
I just want it to be nice.
He want a bad symbol.
I'm
wearing it every day. I want it to look like something as opposed to just a piece of metal.
I mean, if it's engraved on the inside, you're not going to be able to see that part anyways.
I'll take mine off and like, look at it. Put it back in.
Oh, I'm fine.
You know, as I grow up, I realize that I make the rules. If I want to take this ring off and look at my name on the inside of this ring,
you can absolutely
take my ring off and look at it.
Wait, did you think that it was a rule that you couldn't take your ring off?
He said, ooh. Because they say you're not supposed to take your ring off.
Yeah. People be taking it off to like go to the gym and stuff sometimes.
They be cheating. No, I'm playing. But now, obviously, in the movies, if I'm going based off of the movies and how society people, the only time people be taking it off, they be
playing basketball.
Cheating. Yeah, they be cheating. They be no in between. They be like, oh, I'm sorry, I was out clubbing. I was like, oh man, I just wanted to see if I still had it. You know, that's how they used to see if about still got it. It's crazy.
I feel like, well, scenarios like that, of course, you want them to keep on their ring. But, like, as people, sometimes people's fingers swell up, so, like, they have to take mm-hmm. their ring off.
Mm-hmm. Certain seasons.
Yeah, sometimes people, like, their hands are just uncomfortable with rings, so, like, they don't necessarily wear a ring. Like, it just really depends on you. It also depends on your relationship.
Yeah. I would also put on a necklace if I could too. Well, yeah, I can't.
People do necklaces. People do tattoos.
Well, I would do a tattoo.
It just depends. I mean, because
I'll do a tattoo. Still want a ring with my name engraved on the inside. Or
bat symbol.
Nah, no
Batman. Batman. Get the pow on there.
You know what I'm saying? Pow, bam.
That's action.
I'm sorry.
Boom!
Free, sucker!
What's your modus operandi? It's different from this angle. Very different. But, do you guys have any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today? We talked about a lot, actually.
Social media, real life, wedding bands, if you make the rules, being a mother.
I feel like I have a final thought. The only way that you realize that you actually make the rules and there's a lot of time to get stuff done is if you focus on real life. Like, if you focus on setting your own pace and setting your own boundaries and stuff like that, that's when you start to realize, like, oh, my life could be, like, how I want it to be. And I can create whatever that looks like, including, you know, getting my name engraved on my ring or... putting the bat signal on it, you know, whatever you want to do.
If y'all want to get the bat signal, I'm not getting nobody bat signal on mine.
If you want that song, Let's Get Married, if you want that to be your wedding song, you make the rules.
You go ahead and you waltz to that thing as much as you want.
You do it, okay? You know? But those are my final thoughts. Just, you know, stay in the real world for a little bit. Hang out there. See what it's like.
Sometimes you gotta disconnect to reconnect. Come on.
Uh-huh. Well, come on, Pastor.
So sometimes that's what you gotta do to find yourself. You know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta lose yourself to... Mm-hmm. Can't find yourself until you...
Hey, yeah. What about you?
Bishop? I just want to start with, if you look at all three of us, I look like I'm the tallest person in the
world. Oh my gosh. Let me sit up straight. Now I got to work on my posture. I'm actually the shortest person in the room, though.
It is what it is.
So ain't no height fishing going on. Mm-hmm.
We all the same height when we sitting down, so.
I mean, clearly not at this point. We just proved that we're not the same way.
I just sat up.
Oh, yeah, I don't got none. Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Word. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Also, if you want to watch this podcast early, if you want to watch this podcast live, we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. You just got to join the good people of the gray area in our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month.
What
you can have access to this show as well as other content that we have rolling out for you guys. We definitely appreciate everyone who has already joined. Shout out to the good people. We love you guys and we're excited to continue growing with you. But we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay black, people.
Yeah.
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.